U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Thrash agreed to delay the hearing to give the county more time to address issues with overcrowding and staffing at the jail. Melanie Velez is with the Southern Center for Human Rights, which filed the initial suit. She says the county's decision to approve $5 million in its budget to streamline hiring and move some inmates to other jails is promising.
The county and the sheriff have taken serious and multiple positive steps to address the current issues. The question that remains is, will it be enough?
The hearing was originally scheduled for Thursday and Friday. The judge had ordered Fulton County Board Chairman John Eaves and Sheriff Ted Jackson to explain why the county shouldn't be held in contempt of court. At issue was whether the county was meeting the standards set forth in a 2006 consent order. Chairman Eaves says the hearing's delay is encouraging.
I think we've addressed those two issues, and now it's just a matter of time to satisfy those two remaining issues.
Eaves says an estimated 230 inmates are currently sleeping on temporary cots, though he hopes to begin transferring some in the coming days. The order will be held open until the end of July. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.